You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network as Brown City leads after two quarters, 31-19, to the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates. Leading the way for the Brown City Green Devils was Andrew Geiger, who had 10 points. Eight of those came in the first quarter before Harbor Beach switched to a zone defense. Calvin Cook has 9. Cameron Revels and Anthony Ford each with 4. And then Caleb Muxlow and Matt Calibro each with 2. Brown City was 0 for 4 in free throws for 0% with 5 turnovers in that first half. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they are led by Ryan Seaman, who has 8 points off of 2 threes and 1 field goal. He did miss 1 free throw. Mason Yon has 4, James Shelkey with 5, and Brady Kirsch with 2. And that's all your scoring for the Harbor Beach Pirates. They went 2 for 4 from the free throw line for 50% in the first half, but they did have 7 turnovers.
The size of Brown City is making a big, huge difference in this ball game. Intimidation factor, especially when we're talking shooting stats. For the Brown City Green Devils, they were 13 for 28, 46%. Inside the arc, 10 for 21, 47%. That's a pretty good clip, Clark. And they were 3 for 7 outside the arc, 42%. They're shooting well. They're playing well. They know what they want to do. This has been a very well-coached ball game for Coach Trochet. As far as Harbor Beach is concerned, inside the arc, they were 4 for 14, 28%. They just cannot get the shots on the inside. 3 for 9 from the outside, 33%, which is pretty good. 7 for 23, 30% totals.
We'll be back in 40 seconds for the start of the second half from Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's Brown City 31, Harbor Beach 19.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
To the second act, and it will be Harbor Beach ball to start the second half. Brown City with 12-point lead over the Pirates with 8 minutes on the clock starting in the third quarter. Mason Yon will inbound to James Shelkey, or at least they're trying to, and they finally feed it in. James Shelkey across the timeline, right to left cross here, and you know are the Pirates. James Shelkey all the way down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Brady Kirsch. At left elbow, back out to Ryan Seam to the left wing, James Shelkey. Two dribbles, spins, picks it up, and back to Brady Kirsch down the baseline. Pulls up, jump shot, this one short. Rebound still loose, and jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Green Devils.
There's no way that
we have a whistle.
There's no way Caleb Muxlow is going to give that ball up.
And they're going to give it a foul against Ryan Seaman.
Interesting.
Never mind. 7:37 left in the third quarter. 31-19. Brown City still by 12. Feeds into Andrew Geiger. Double team, and James Shelkey steals it away. Here come the Pirates. Shelkey, one on two, and the layup is good. Shelkey with 7. Harbor Beach within 10. 31-21. 7:20 left in the third. Anthony Ford, left, right across your radio, across the timeline to the right wing to Calvin Cook. Nearly shuffled his feet. Anthony Ford now dribbles to his right again, back to Cook in the corner against Shelkey. On the give and go, and that would be into number 4. Calibro, that can't fall, but it's kept alive with a rebound from Ford. And now it's...
Ryan Seaman picked up a loose ball.
And it's a turnover for Brown City. That's their 7th. James Shelkey in the right wing. Dribbles into the paint, kicks it out to Brady Kirsch. Back out to Mason Yon for 3. No. Rebound still loose and brought in by Anthony Ford, taller than Julian Tenerife. Across the timeline, lean by 10, 31-21 over Harbor Beach, Brown City on offense. Dribbles to his left against Yon. Over to Calibro. Calibro dribbling back up to Muxlow. Muxlow feeds it in the low post to Geiger, who has position, and he's traveled with it. Third turnover for Brown City in this quarter, 8 on the night.
That was fortuitous for the Pirates, because I thought that was 2.
So the Pirates trying to chip away from this 10-point deficit. They trailed his mains by 14 points with 34 seconds left in the half. And they can't do much there, and it's going to be a turnover as Muxlow scoops it up for the Green Devils. Loose ball inside the paint. Here comes Ford in the Green Devils. Leading by 10 points, 31-21. We played 2 minutes in the third. Muxlow on the right block goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Julian Tenerife just picked up his 3rd personal foul for the Pirates, and it's the team's 2nd. Muxlow at the free throw line, shooting 2. He has not attempted a free throw tonight yet. Has 1 made field goal in the first quarter, and he makes his first free throw nothing but net. 32-21, 11-point lead for Green Devils.
I have Muxlow at an 83% free throw clip.
And the second one's short, but rebound Anthony Ford. Back out to Calibro at the right block. Kicks it out to Calvin Cook for 3. And he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for 3 shots. Foul goes against number 24, Ryan Seaman, with his 2nd personal foul, both coming in the 2nd half, and the team's 3rd. At the free throw line, shooting 3 would be Calvin Cook. He has 9 points of the night, all off of 3s, and the first is good.
I have Calvin Cook at 80%.
Good free throw shooters here for this Brown City squad. 2nd one is just as good as the first. Ties their made free throw here would tie their largest lead, and it does not fall. 34-21, 13-point lead for the Green Devils. James Schalke wasting no time bringing it up for the Pirates at the free throw line. Over to Ryan Seaman, feeds it down to Brady Kirsch in the low post. Surveys back out to Seaman. Screen from Tenerife to the left. Dribbles to his left. Now to Jan. Coming around on top of the... being guarded by Calibro. Top of the key. To Schalke. Dives in the lane. Pulls up jump shot. Can't get that to fall. Rebound Geiger. Here
good
comes Brown City.
Shot.
Forward at the right wing. Being guarded by Jan. Back up to the top. To Geiger, down to the low post to Calibro, wide open, can't get that to fall, rebound Kirsch. Here come the Pirates, trailing by 13. Tenerife at the left block, gets it to fall, his first points of the night. 34-23, 11-point lead for Brown City. 4:54 to play in the third quarter. Geiger down the right baseline, back out to Muxlow at the right wing, slows things down, skip past the left wing, Calibro. Calibro, 2 dribbles, gives it back to Ford, resets the offense, dribbles inside the lane, the floater's up, and this one falls. Anthony Ford with 6 points off of 3 field goals. Tipped out of bounds by Geiger, it'll be Harbor Beach ball at midcourt as they trail by 13 points. Substitutions coming in for Brown City, number 5. Jared McPhail replaces Calibro, and Leszewski replaces a winded Andrew Geiger. Next dead ball, Evan Spaglinski, the big man for Harbor Beach, will be checking back in as well. 4.5 to play in the third. Ryan Seaman inside the lane, loses his handle on it, and is brought in by Leszewski. Ford in trouble, back out to Calvin Cook, top of the key, dribbling into the lane, spins, lets it fly, can't get that to fall, gets his own rebound. This one's good. Cook with 13 points as he cleans up his own board. Harbor Beach in transition. Brady Kirsch at the left block. Puts it off the glass and in for 2 points. He has 4. Harbor Beach still trailing by 13 points, though. 38-25, 3:55 left in the third quarter. Anthony Ford dribbling, surveying the Harbor Beach defense. Calling for a screen. Now gets over to the right wing. Back up to Leszewski. Skips over to the left wing to McPhail. Down to the low post to Muxlow. Back out to Calvin Cook. Top of the key. He got it. Calvin Cook taking this ball game over, and now they lead by 16 points, 41-25. 3.5 to play.